a bird's eye view and your perspective. You guys are getting ready to do the same at your ranch.
We are. We're basically more concerned with the horses because of the potential of smoke and their problems. We actually have a creek bottom and a lake, so I'm probably going to keep our cattle here and keep them in that area and hope that the fires, if it comes here, will go around them. We're basically right now about 20 miles from the Waldo Canyon fire, which yesterday erupted into a giant fire and destroyed possibly as many as 100 homes in Colorado Springs. It is directly southwest of our ranch, and the fire is headed directly in this direction. We had 65-mile-an-hour winds. We have tinder dry wood all over the state of Colorado. We only got 19% of the moisture that we'd normally expect this year, and all of last year we only had 19% of the moisture that the state would normally expect. So the entire state is tinder dry. This is an unbelievably wild and dangerous fire, and the winds are taking it in any number of directions. They're virtually coming from almost any kind of direction because of the mountains behind it, forced downdrafts, and so it's a pretty dangerous situation, and it could travel that distance of 20 miles in a day, as dry as things are, and with the winds blowing embers from tree to tree. So it's fairly dangerous, not only here, but virtually throughout the entire state of Colorado.
What type of contact, then, have you guys had with the fire personnel?
We've had almost none. We get it through listening to the radio stations, and they announce what areas should be evacuated, and they also announce what areas should be prepared to be evacuated. We're right now under a prepare-to-be-evacuated basis. The mandatory evacuation comes to a point that's 2 miles west of where we are right now, so it's getting very close, and preparation is a very interesting process to go through in terms of what do you take. Obviously, they tell you in advance that you should concentrate on the letter P, and that means people first, pets, papers, plastic for your credit cards, any important papers or documents that you have, and then what kind of personal items, including photographs that are important to you. They also suggest taking your laptops and, you know, the hard drives out of your computers. So they've got it down now to a point that you can get out in a safe manner. You know, everybody is then interested in how do you protect anything that remains behind, and I think they had 32,000 people evacuated out of the Colorado Springs area last night.
Roland, I think, and to add to that, for what I think many consumers don't think about, you're worried about your livestock and your livelihood as well as grabbing all the letters that are the items that fall under that letter P.
Right. Most people, since we live in an urban environment, you know, P stands for pets. Well, our livestock are our pets. They're just a little bit more difficult to move. And we have a rancher friend that's about 20 miles east of us, and he's prepared to handle all of our animals. But of course, his area is tinder dry as well, so there could be prairie fires at his place if somebody throws a cigarette out their window, or a car backfires, or a train goes by and the spark comes off the railroad track, or any number of ways. It's just incredible the number of fires that can be created out of almost nothing.